This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, which today is brought from you from the delightful Morrisons in Swan Valley, Northampton. Lovely. Cracking day. I had a first drop off was in Luton, due to be dropped off between 9 and 10. Got there at 7, unloaded in 15-20 minutes. Brilliant. Got to the next one. Collection in Luton, due to be there at between 9 and 10. Got there at 8, loaded in half an hour on my way out, or 20 minutes again. Brilliant. I said, where am I going? They said, you go out to Swan Valley Morrisons. I went, oh. So if I got booking time, they went 11 o'clock. As it is, they're not bad. I rocked up the lady on the gate. I said, there is my paperwork. Lovely. I didn't tell her I was early. And she went, yeah, go join the queue, which is what we normally do here. We join the queue. So I'm currently sat behind a Latham storage lorry and we're queuing up, waiting to see the forkies at the bottom. And then I want to book one. And I don't know if I've done it right or not. It's HBC. It's collecting from St. Neots anytime today before 3. Needs to be delivered to Luton at 7:30 on Monday morning. So there's two voices. There's one in my head that goes, don't be lazy. You're in Morrisons, you're in Northampton, it's Friday, chances are you'll be out of there by half 10, 11 o'clock. Go and get another job. And then the other one is, yeah, but it's Poets Day, isn't it? Push off early tomorrow, Saturday. But not push. And I'm a bird in the hand, and it's HBC, and I like them. They're a good firm, they're the best. So in the end, I went, yeah, I'll take it. We had to tussle a little bit on the price. Not tussle, I just... I went, first of all, I said, well, it's a bit low, I'm going to have to carry on working. He said, well, what are you looking for? I told him, and he went, all right, I'll see if I can do it, just get it off. And he came back and he went, yeah, go on, take it. So they're really nice people, I love them. So that's the plan today. And of course, we want to get back, because we want to be around the area, because as Shane Hardy says, fingers crossed baby has arrived safe and well, and mum and baby are home, settling well. You'll have more granddad right soon. Upgrade to granddad jokes. Yeah, no, baby is still very comfortably sitting inside Mull. It's kind of nice and warm in there. I've now got a synagogue roof grandson. He's overdue, so he could be any time. With that in mind, I don't want to be far away. I don't know why, because in fairness, I'm almost better off being at work. Because otherwise, I'm just going to be at home pacing up and down going, oh, she's all right. I hope she's all right. Like, I can't even think about it. But for all I know, she could be there now. Everyone has assured me that I will be told if it happens. We'll see. Anyway, but she's due to be induced on Wednesday, so... and so Nick says, oh, what about my next goal? He says 50k is when you get your first plaque. Yeah, I've got a sneak suspicion I might be dead by then. It's taken me sort of with the market trader videos, probably around about 10 years to get to 10k. So that means it's going to take me 50 years to get to 50k. And I'm currently 55. So that's going to make me 105. Yeah, I can't see a plaque coming my way. Unless, of course, things can speed up. Or they can go down. Who knows? Right, so, fuel prices. Jas Deep says, now I said I'm going to stop doing twoof. But in my ramblingness, I forgot to explain why. So he said, no, mate, we need weekly fuel prices because if we don't, we don't know what we should be paying. Who could give us the best price? since you were doing this, I was with Radius Fuels and they were charging me 1.16 even more, even at times going up to 1.2 on a bunker. Now with Watson's and Fuel Logic, I've seen what the community are getting, and I'm at 109, 110, 111. So his prices have dropped almost 10, sometimes almost 10p a litre. That's a lot. So I'm not going to not do TWUF. What I'm going to do, I am going to not do PUF, but I don't think we need it. I don't think you four videos a week is just too much, like, you know, with Sunday Q&A and TWUF, I was three videos a week, I can't count. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the prices in the like the description of the video. So all you need to do, you don't even have to watch the video, you know, all you need to do every week, if you want to know the fuel price, and what I'll do is say this week's fuel price is, and if I remember, I think last week's fuel price was 109.9. This week's fuel price will be down in the description. So just go to the description, and I'm not going to list all of them because I can't see the point. I'm just going to list the best price I've got and who I've got it with. Now, if you want to then go on and put stuff in the comments to say my fuel prices, that would be great. Because then people can scroll through the comments and they can go, well, Pete's got 109.9, but Brian's fuels are offering 108.4. And Brian's fuels are good. I've got a Brian's fuels. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to use my Brian's fuels this week. If there is a Brian's fuels out there, I've just done a massive plug for him, but I supremely doubt there is. So like I say, last week Watson's with me was 109.99. That was my best. I think my next after that was UK fuels, which are around about 111.5 or something like that. So they've started to crank up, which they do, but they didn't get any. Okay, fine, lovely. Well, you didn't get no money this week. And if you keep playing that silly game, you won't get no money next week or the week after either, because it's best prices. So, right, that's that one. Question of the week from Dale Steele. He says, "Can you get a 7.2 Iveco Daily a huge payload?" So I've done a video, Dale. The thing is, I'm so backed up with videos. I don't think it's going to go out until like January. So, but yeah. I looked at the 7.2 Iveco. Now, if I'm right, it kind of looks like a souped-up Transit. I know it's not a souped-up Transit, but it kind of looks like one. And that's the rub. When they book a truck, they want a truck. But there's a video coming out on it. See what you think. Put your comments out. But like I say, it'll probably be in the new year, so no worries on that one. Last week's mistakes. This one made me smile. Craig CP, he said, "This loser is a European trying to act like he's pure British. So many signs that they cannot get rid of." I'm guessing he's talking about the Union flags, because there's the big one, which is, I've always driven with a flag behind me. Even when I was a market trader, a flag behind me. And a lot of my T-shirts, the Raging Bull T-shirts, they've got flags on them. But I like them because they're good quality and they fit. And when you get to my age and my size, it's no guarantee. As for being a European, yep. Yeah, I am a European. That's right. Yep. Yeah, we're in the United Kingdom. That's in Europe. I haven't suddenly become a South American or an Australasian, if such a thing exists. I'm not from Asia. Definitely from Europe. I'm from Europe. More specifically, I'm from Luton. I was born in Luton in St Mary's Hospital in 1969, where I lived for most of my life. Lots of lovely people come from Luton. Stacey Dooley, Paul Young, can't sing anymore. John Egley, the poet. Yes, I'd still like my town. Don't live in it, but I'd still go and drink in the brickies. Right, so that was that one. Did make me smile. And also, Alex PN says, "Driver's card is white, not pink." Well, I've had a look at it. Yeah, I think he's right. It is white. It's kind of pearlescent. And so it kind of, to me, it looks a bit like a driving license, which is also kind of pearlescent. Good word, that, pearlescent. Like plinth.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
But the driver's card is probably white and the driving license is probably pink. So yes, last week's mistakes. There we go. Right, so the big video this week was on best insurance. So after a bit of trawling, like with the fuel card thing, I actually reckon I found the best firm. I'm not saying they're the cheapest. I'm saying they're the best because they're good, they're experienced, they pay, there's all this kind of stuff. And as a result of which, we've done a video and a couple of people have signed up now. But at this point, I'm going to just do the technical bit. You saw it early, didn't you? Technical bit. This is the phone number. Now, up until this point, we've got a phone number. I'll also do a link. Go there. There's the link. Click on the link. Now, if you go to this link or this phone number, you get the discount. Oh, this is a thing. It rang me up the number. Oh, by the way, if you're on the, you're listening, oh, by the way, the podcast, because it's a podcast as well. The podcast, it's 0330 808 1033. The firm's Insurance Revolution. Ring up, tell them you're watching Pete the Trucker. Because if you don't tell them you're watching Pete the Trucker, you don't get the discount and the merchandise. I've got merchandise. Wow, wow, wonderful. But no, so apparently two people have signed up. No, two people have rung up. One said, there's the number again. One said, my man Luke said, he said, I couldn't touch him. He was so cheap. He had like the van insurance and the goods in transit and the public liability. It was like £1,600 a year. He said, I couldn't get near it. But I tried for him. I tried my very best. And the other guy, they booked him. He's taking it. Lovely. The only thing is, he said, he didn't mention the fact that, he said, right at the very end of the call, the guy that signed him up said, oh, by the way, do you mind if I ask how you heard about us? And he went, oh, yeah, I saw you on YouTube on the Pete the Trucker thing. No, mention that first, because that gets you the discount. Also, me the referral fee. So if you don't mention it, I don't get paid. But that doesn't matter. Well, we both lose. No. That's not the idea. So don't forget to mention it. But that's the number. Right. So Mickey says, do they do specialised insurance, ADR, European? My man says, ADR is tricky. But we don't say no. We will always do our very best for you. So the thing is, if you want, find out. There's one way to find out. And Mark Smith, there's only a couple on this one, actually, I think. Mark Smith said, I'll be contacting the old company, regard the breakdown cover refund as they charge twice. The truth of the matter is, Mark, I could, but it's painful. You know, I've got to tell them, and then we've got to go through this. And, oh, we didn't do that. And sometimes in life, I've worked out, it's a bit like with a parking fine thing. You can spend more time trying to actually get the parking fine appealed rather than, if you actually break it down, the amount of hours you sit there trying to get it appealed, you're not even on minimum wage. So sometimes in life, I think it's best just to wipe your mouth and walk away. I'm just pleased that I'm with a firm that know one thing from another. They knew that the cover I had, they knew that I'd been covered twice. That gives me confidence in them. And I'm just going to get it all changed over. And like I say, get it all just on the monthly. And then I can just focus on what I do best, which is driving a truck full of pallets to put from place to place. So, but if you do want to go with them, remember, it's Insurance Revolution. You've got the link, or there'll be a link down below. This is the number. Give them a call. Tell them that you saw me. Pete the Trucker. I saw you on Pete the Trucker. You'll get it cheaper. Right, that's enough about that. The wise guys this week. This guy comments all the time. I am useless. Jasdeep Chahal. I hope I got that right. It's not that tricky. He says, Pete, what's the name of the company called for? He says Dad Parts, but he means Daft Parts. The Daft Part company is Barry Grucock and Sons. They're based in Corby. The main geezer I normally speak to is a guy called James. They are brilliant. If you've got a truck and you need bits, ring them. Look around you, bits of my truck have already. This bit in the middle of the steering wheel, changed it. Grucock's. This bit, we couldn't get that bit. I've got one. Anybody know? Here's one for the wise guys. What is this bit that clicks on here? Because the bit over there, see that one? It's like a grey thing that goes like that. But this one's different. And they sent me one through, and it, like the mechanic said, it fits like it's upside down. And I want this done. I like everything tidy. So I want this done. So would someone please tell me what part I need for this, how much it is, and where I can buy it from. Because we want Tiffany super duper up and running. But yeah, it's Barry Grucock and Sons. They're based in Corby. You can Google them, and they're great. they'll sort of they'll give you the parts that are brilliant, and they'll give you the parts at a fraction of the price, and they know what they're talking about, and I cannot recommend them enough. In fact, James was the bloke, Barry Grugot and Sons, who gave me the lead on where to buy Tiffany, and I owe him, because this, well, you know, for the money, what a lorry, she's great. I love this truck now. So anywho, Ian Hornby says, he says, hi Pete, great channel, I've only been watching for a few days, has learned loads already, got a few questions if you can help. Going on my own ASAP, would you suggest starting with a crafter van or going straight into an 18 ton with the extra legalities, and is 400,000 chargeable miles realistic in the first year? Thanks, currently class one tramper, so long hours not a problem. Right, I would recommend it. It's a question, it's a tricky one, this. I would recommend starting in the van. I'll tell you why. Because you don't know if the career exchange is going to be for you. You don't know, you know, and you need time to get the operators in place and stuff like that. So what I would recommend doing, if you want to do it and you're in that position, sign up with the exchange, because when you get a van, you get the exchange, got your insurances, you're good to go. You want to start up in the truck, you've got to get the lorry, get the parking space, get the transport manager, get the mechanic, get all your coverage for, get the money, get the advert in the paper, take that one out, wait 3 months. It all takes time. But a van's a lot quicker. So what I would recommend doing is getting in the van, giving it a go in the van. If you like it, you've got two options, and you think, well, either I like it, you know, but I'm happy in the van. I don't have to worry about the car, I don't have to worry about the taco, I don't have to worry about the inspections, I'm just enjoying it, I can park it on my driveway, it's just easy, I can just run in the van, I make enough money, I'm happy. Or you might go, well, I liken it in the van, but you know what, I miss my truck, I miss the space, I miss my bed behind me, and I know that if I go and jump into a truck, I can make double money. So what on earth am I, why am I driving from Northampton to Corby for 70 quid when I can drive from Northampton to Corby for 180? What am I doing? I should be, I should be going. So that's up to you, my friend. But I would say start in a van, see, and then just let it evolve. That's what happened to me. I started in a Luton with a tail, then I ended up in a 7.5-ton truck, then I ended up with a company that went sideways, but I'm kind of happy, and now it's just me and the lorry, the 18-ton, on our own, and that's my sweet point. That's where I'm happiest, so I hope that that happens for you. And that is it. I've just scrolled down, there's nothing left. That's a bit of an anticlimax, isn't it? Nothing for a miscellaneous. And in conclusion, everybody keep your fingers crossed for me, you know, but this time next week, they're going to induce her on Wednesday. Could be a granddad. Please God. It's a bit, isn't it, really? And in the meantime, we just draw closer to Christmas. Like I say, don't forget Insurance Revolution. One last plug, just in case. There's the number. Links down below. Don't forget to mention me. Get the discount. And when you're running, take care. Take money.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.